I'm getting pretty well mixed up with the educational institutions of Pineville. Last March meeting, they put me on the school board, and I hadn't been in service more than 2 weeks when we had that rumpus with Bill Pawkins's boy. You see, Bill Pawkins was a Pineville boy, and he went off to New York a dozen years ago and started a broker's factory on Wall Street where they make stocks and bonds, whatever they be, and his wife has been coming to Pineville summers ever since. Well, this year she brought her 10-year-old son, Archibald, and he went to the summer term of school. Well, the schoolma'am couldn't make young Archibald mind worth a cent. You see, he'd always had a private tutor up to this time, and his ma said, and the tutor tried once to make him mind, but on no use. Oh, land, no. You see, Bill's wife had a lot of modern notions about bringing up young ones. She went over to school one day and told the schoolma'am not to try to make him mind, because he wasn't used to it, and she was afraid to jar his sensitive nature. She said that Archibald was like a flower that was just opening out into this cold world, and that his little subconscious self must be developed by lovely environments, and that he must be led and not drilled. Well, the schoolma'am said she'd tried to lead him, but he hung right onto the seat. You see, Archibald was determined to set where he was a minder, and the schoolma'am, she wanted him to set where she wanted him to. Well, the upshot was that a meeting of the board was called to see what would be did. I expressed my sentiments good and plain, now I tell you. Oh, I might have been a little mite prejudiced against this new system of training, but that Pawkins boy looked to me like he'd had 3 meals a day for 10 years and enjoyed them. And he didn't remind me none of no delicate flower, another. I told him at the board meeting that it was this very spirit in so-called up-to-date society that was breeding anarchy in these here United States of America, and that if a boy didn't mind the law of his home and the law of his school when he was young, he wouldn't mind the law of the state and the law of the nation when he growed up. Oh, I give him some oratory, now I tell you. Land sakes, I knew old Judge Pawkins when he used to run a tannery down on Mink Meadow, and I knew that if he was alive, he'd go over to school and tell his obstreperous grandson to mind the schoolma'am in every particular, and he would give her authority to tan his hide good and thorough if he didn't. Well, I made a motion to this effect, that young Archibald Pawkins should set where the schoolma'am told him to set, and that if he didn't jump and mind immediate, that the school board would authorize said schoolma'am to take hold of said boy, not mentally and spiritually by his subconscious self, but materially and physically by the coat collar, and assist in the transfer. The motion was carried, and we ain't had no further cases of discipline in the Pineville Village School.